Today on Real Radio.
What kind of human life value system does America promote? When you answer that, you'll be able to find out what are the God or gods of America. Did you know that? Question. What kind of human life does America value, or what standard of values does America promote? The answer can only come by asking more questions.
You make me, break me, change my life completely. Always my days, I freely give you my praise. My heart is in your hands, let me feel your touch. Lord, I live for your love.
Hello and welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs of Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills in Southern California. We invite you to listen, learn, and be challenged by the Bible, God's Word. On today's edition of Real Radio, our teacher continues in the Old Testament book of Judges. We're taking a look at chapter 11. This is where one of Israel's army leaders makes a decision to sacrifice his own daughter. Here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs in a presentation called When Children Pay the Price.
In archaeological discoveries in Canaanite cities, church, buried under the foundations of the homes of Canaanite villages have been clay pots that have been unearthed with skeletons of infant children inside these clay pots, buried in the foundation of the Canaanite homes. Archaeologists have found out that in the study of pagan worship of the Canaanite period, that these firstborns were dedicated, that if they were put in the home or under the foundation of the house and the house built upon it, that they would have prosperity and peace in the future. You say, well, that's horrible. I agree that's horrible. Have you ever built anything, and as a Christian now you build something? Maybe it's a house, maybe it's an addition. I know we added on to our house, and when they came to pour this, you know, the footings and the foundation, I was out there with pieces. I took a Bible and put pieces in the concrete. When we, the spot I'm standing on right here, there's Bible in our foundation right underneath my feet. Why? Because we want everything to be built and, you know, secure under the foundation of God's Word. But a pagan culture doesn't care about God's Word. And it wants to offer to its gods the things that its gods want. And what does it want? Human life. Infant life, young children, little kids. Any belief system that is willing to offer up their little kids is of demon source. Think about it. Jesus said, don't mess with kids. Don't hurt them. If you offend them, it would have been better for you never to have been born than in the day of judgment. You don't mess with kids. God says, don't do it. People become like the gods they worship. And that is a chilling fact. If you worship, for example, Diana of the Ephesians, you're going to become like what Diana represents. And I don't have a picture tonight. In fact, I don't think I would show you the picture of Diana. I have it on my computer. We have it in our archives here. I have seen Diana. She's huge. She's thousands and thousands of years old. She's in the Vatican. If anybody's been to the Vatican, have you seen her? She's there on display in the Vatican and Rome. Diana, and she's this goddess of very, you know, erotic worship. She's grotesque looking. But when you worship in front of Diana, the reason why you picked Diana out of the various gods of the pagan world is because she's the one that gave your conscience clarity, or I should say freedom, to do what you wanted to do. See, you may be prone, you may say, well, man, what I want to do fits the worship of Zeus. Then you'll go create Zeus to be your god. Why? Because your little god justifies, or what's the word? Condones what you want to do. Are you with me? If Diana is your desire, then you're going to go worship at the temple of Diana because Diana approves of everything that you want. You see? If pornography is your thing, then you are going to worship at the altar of pornography and bow down to that God because that God allows you to do what you want to do. If it's, you know, envy or jealousy, or if it's control or possessions, you're going to go to that place. And it's no different today as it was back in those days. Each and every one of us have in our flesh, I'm not talking about the new you, the new born again you, I'm talking about the old, lost BC. You know what BC means? Before Christ? Before Christ, Jack. The things that I dreamt about, paid for, or drove to, or whatever I wanted, that was my God. And if somebody were to come to me and say, that's your God, I would say, what are you, some kind of a lunatic? I would have said back in those days, I believe in God. Watch this. I believe in God. God who? Well, I'm an American, so I would have said, the God of the Bible, the Christian God. I would have said that intellectually. I would have said that. But in actuality, what would I have done? Would I have worshipped at the altar of the Christian God of the Bible? No. I worshipped at the altar of Diana. You see? Don't look at me like that. You did it too. Whatever your thing was. Well, Diana wasn't my thing. Well, then what was your God? Budweiser? You went somewhere, and that's what Jesus rescued you and I out of. Remember? Isn't that awesome? Remember that. There are still the pagan altars and shrines that are very, very active today. More than ever. But people will create gods that condone their actions. When Jephthah offered up his daughter, I personally believe, because Israel was so lost, that what this man was able to possibly do for good, he winds up messing up terribly. It's a terrible end to what God began to do in his life. God gave him strength to go lead the nation into battle and gave him the victory. But he conducts himself wrongly. Listen to this carefully. In fact, why don't y'all turn there? Turn to Romans chapter 1, verse 18. What is your God or gods famous for? And I know I'm speaking to the choir tonight, but maybe somebody will click on the podcast or whatever and maybe they're a pagan person. Maybe they're a Wiccan or whatever. And I want to ask you something. If you're not worshiping the God of the Bible in actuality, what is your God or gods famous for? If you say this evening that you are a whatsoever, then can I ask you something? What is your God or gods famous for? Why do you worship this or that God? Listen to what Paul says in Romans 1, verse 18. Are you there? Okay. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven. The word in Greek is the present tense. It means God's wrath is coming and it's increasing and it's here and it's going to increase all the more. God's wrath is being revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, that's mankind, who suppress, hold down the truth in unrighteousness. Because what may be known of God is manifest in them. The word in them in the Greek is actually an internal witness. This is awesome. God is speaking inside of human beings that he is the creator God. Some of you are saying, how do I save my husband or my wife or my dad or my mom? Well, have you given them the gospel? Yes. Then pray for them. God is speaking to them. You don't need to put Bible tracts in their sandwich. You don't need to beat a Bible over their head while they're sleeping. Whisper, 23rd Psalm in their ear during the night. Pray. God is speaking. It says in verse 20, for since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made. That means God is talking to every human being. Even his eternal power and Godhead. That's awesome. Here's the statement that God is in a Trinity. The Godhead. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. So they are without excuse. That is every human being. Even the little guy running around in South America in the jungles. He's got his little underwear on with a spear and a bone in his nose. And you say, who's going to reach them? Well, the missionaries are going to reach them. Well, what if they don't get to them? God's got it covered. He's revealed his Godhead to them. What if nobody ever reaches them? And the guy's looking at a tree, worshiping a monkey or whatever. He's still speaking to that guy. Somehow he's speaking. That guy is not going to die without the Lord giving enough revelation to him about his eternal Godhead and his power. Now watch how this happens. You know, and by the way, that's the answer to somebody who says, what if someone, you know, when you're sharing with somebody, they're always about to say, or they'll tell you, you know what, I don't want to accept Jesus Christ, but what about the guy running around in Africa who doesn't know anything? First of all, what do you care? You don't care about the guy in Africa. Let's get back to you. But God will take care of the guy in Africa. Okay, so verse 21, because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were they thankful. So when you reject God, something happens. They become futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. That's a sad statement. Their hearts become calloused, coated, unresponsive. Verse 22. This should be on the front of every university in California. Professing to be wise, they become fools. And change the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man and birds and four-footed animals and creeping things. Therefore, by the way, that's evolution in reverse. The evolutionary concept, verse 23 addresses it. Therefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness in the lust of their hearts to dishonor their bodies among themselves. Yikes. Who exchanged the truth of God for the lie and worshiped and served the creature rather than the Creator who is blessed forever. Amen. For this reason, God gave them up to vile passions. Verse 26. Have you seen somebody? I tell you, Ted Bundy, you guys all remember who Ted Bundy was? He spoke about this verse before he was executed. That his evil steps got more evil, until he didn't even think murder was evil. He justified it all. Why? Because God gave him up to vile passions. For even their women exchanged the natural use for what is against nature. That means women did not go to men for sexual gratification. They rather exchanged that. They went women with themselves. Verse 27, likewise, also men having the natural use of the woman, or leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust for one another, men with men committing what is shameful and receiving in themselves the penalty of their error, which was due. Amazing scientific verse. Amazing. They received within them the recompense of what was due. What an amazing scientific statement. That when two men come together biologically, you guys, if there's any doctors or nurses or chemists, biologists, it is a chemical disaster when two men bring their protein together. It is catastrophic in the chemical world. That exchange puts a deposit in the host that will remain up to 7 years, a 7-year chemical footprint. And by the way, that's true for any heterosexual action. Did you know that? If you had sex with Billy on Monday, Billy's protein will reside as a fingerprint in you for 7 years. If you have sex Friday with Johnny, now you've got Johnny's protein in you for 7 years. You become a, I'm sorry to say this, but you become a living, walking human petri dish of foreign proteins that could kill you. Every scientist knows that a monogamous heterosexual relationship literally builds your immune system between a husband and a wife. Did you know that? It enhances your immune system. God blessed that. God engineered that. He's a, I was going to say God's a genius. When you violate what God has said to do, it destroys you. It kills you chemically, just chemically alone, not to mention emotionally and spiritually and mentally and all that. Verse 28, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind to do those things which were not fitting. Being filled with all unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, evil-mindedness, they are whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, violent, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, undiscerning, untrustworthy, unloving, unforgiving, unmerciful, who, knowing the righteous judgment of God, that those who practice such things are deserving of death, not only do the same, but also approve of those who practice them. Yikes. So I want to leave you with this. I believe that Jephthah, tragically, because of a foreign culture and foreign worship that had encroached upon the God of Israel in that nation, had gotten into pagan activity, which led to the death of his daughter. And I want to leave this with you. This is the key to any nation. I'm not just talking about America. I'm talking about any country in the world. With its culture or with its values, what does your God or gods do for your culture? And I want to leave you with these things and we'll end. In all of the world, what types of culture value human life supremely? Just think right now. Just pretend. We're almost done. Class is almost out. In all of the world, think of it. What kind of cultures value human life supremely? Human life at the top of the list of value. All around the world. What do you know about world history? It is undeniably true that the Judeo-Christian worldview exalts human life more than any other culture in human history. That's a fact. It's a sociological fact. It's a historical, archaeological fact. Secondly, what is the culture's belief system, if that's true? Whatever culture you're thinking about, How does it value life? Secondly, what is its belief system? If you believe in the God of the Bible, you have to value life highly. Third, what is that culture's history? In other words, what has that God or gods done for that culture in its history? Fourth, what is the culture of America? I looked into this today. That's kind of a hard question to answer. Because America's culture is in a great shift right now. What kind of human life value system does America promote? When you answer that, you'll be able to find out what are the God or gods of America. Did you know that? Question. What kind of human life does America value, or what standard of values does America promote? The answer can only come by asking more questions. Does America allow, tolerate, or protect in its laws now child pornography? Can I have an answer? The answer is yes. The laws have now been changed in America to protect child pornography. You would think that if America worshiped the God of the Bible, that it would have laws in effect that protect children from pornography. No, because we are a pagan nation, we now protect people who make child pornography. Okay? Secondly, does America allow, tolerate, or protect lawlessness? Meaning, has America lost its moral rudder when it comes to what's a good law. America has passed insane laws. Does America allow, tolerate, or protect human sacrifice? The answer is absolutely yes to that. Micah chapter 6, verse 7 says, shall I give my firstborn for my transgression and the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? Shall I give my firstborn when it comes out? Shall I offer it up to these pagan gods to have my sin forgiven? Micah 6, 7. The need is great for America to do what's right. In Psalm 11, verse 3, it says, if the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous people do? The answer is nothing. I guess we could pray, but if the foundations are destroyed, you guys, America and the gods that it worships kills now nearly approaching 50 million unborn children. This is, you can say we're a Christian nation. We are not a Christian nation. We are killing children at record numbers. You can say it all you want, but what do? America has sanctioned this, and it's a very, very tragic and dangerous thing. Now, let me end with this. We're a sophisticated culture. We don't bow down to idols. But isn't it tragic that we read Jephthah and his decision to sacrifice his daughter, and we say, how terrible. Jephthah's daughter could have ran away, don't you think? Which may be one of the reasons why a lot of scholars say she didn't die, she was just devoted to God. Could be. I hope that's the answer. But she didn't have to come back. But an unborn child can't go anywhere. Why would someone do that? Why? You need to analyze that answer. Why? And we look at Jephthah and say, shame on him. And God looks back at America and says, the shame is on you. We need to pray and repent as a nation and cry out to God for his mercy. Thousands of years have gone by, and man's heart's still the same without Christ. But if you have Jesus Christ tonight, you're set free. He gives us a brand new start because we were born once in this dumb flesh of ours. And God says, now you can be born again.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs of Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills in Southern California, in a presentation called When Children Pay the Price, a look at the Old Testament book of Judges, chapter 11, which will continue on Monday's edition of Real Radio. We've also been telling you about Pastor Jack teaching a series currently called Life and the Bible, a collection of presentations taken from many parts of Scripture that offer up practical wisdom on not just what to believe, but how to live and deal with life situations. Some of the DVD subtitles in this series, Being a Christian at Your Job, Being a Christian in Your Relationships, Being a Christian in Your Home, well, now we're offering Being a Christian While Being a Woman. Now, for a gift of any amount in support of Real Radio, we'll send you Pastor Jack's message on DVD called Being a Christian While Being a Woman, part of the DVD series called Life and the Bible. Whether you call, click, or write, be sure and mention it by title, Being a Christian While Being a Woman. Our number is toll-free, 877-RR-RADIO. 877-RR-RADIO. Or if you'd like, you can send in your contribution to Real Radio, Box 1273, Chino Hills, California, 91709. Again, Real Radio, Box 1273, Chino Hills, California, 91709. And you can always visit us at realradioactive.org, realradioactive.org. Real Radio with Jack Hibbs is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills in Southern California, and made possible by the generous contributions of its listeners. Till next time, we at Real Radio and Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. Inside, you shine amidst this broken daylight. Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, California.